The Warriors' first road game of the season, a track meet in Utah on a Friday night, and what was also the home opener for the Jazz, and in a charged-up environment here in Salt Lake City. Kevin Durant on the attack. He would deliver a game-high 38 points to go with 9 rebounds and 7 assists. Stephen Curry adding 31 points and 8 assists while helping push the action. And it was a back-and-forth game throughout, and down one with time winding down. Jonas Jerebko with the game-winning tip.
Jerebko tipped it in! Jerebko tipped it in!
As the Warriors prevail in a thriller, 124-123 the final. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
That's the moment where, you know, he's one of us, you know. I mean, it's anytime you're a new guy with a team, you're trying to make your mark. You do it in practice by going hard. You do it with your work ethic. But, you know, as soon as you hit a game winner, that pretty much solidifies it.
What do you think of Andre's celebration with that?
Without his shirt? Yeah. Andre could do that. Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I couldn't pull that off.
How would you describe the offensive performance by Kevin and Steph tonight?
Amazing. Kevin is he's the most gifted scorer in the game. And he's got a great defender on him in Ingles, and he's still getting any shot he wants. And I thought Steph bounced back from a really tough start to the game, slow start, and then, you know, got knocked around a little bit and hit some huge shots for us in the second half.
Did the environment seem to rev Draymond up in the second half? It kind of seemed like he was having a rough game. Then he was
I just sensed that after the first game where we really didn't compete, where we were out of sorts, I sensed that the guys knew it and felt it and wanted to get back to being us. We had a great practice yesterday, and you could feel, even when we were down, whatever it was, 16, 17 points, you could feel that the guys were connected and competing and still playing hard. We just had to get smarter. You know, we fouled too much in the first quarter, and then we started turning the ball over too much in the second half. Once we just kind of settled down and played, that's when we were able to get back in the game.
What did you make of the discrepancy with the three-point attempts between you guys and that?
We got to get out of the dark ages here in Golden State. We got to start playing like the rest of the NBA plays.
81 points in the first half by the Jazz. How do you count for it?
I don't know, but I remember being in this building about 20 years ago in the finals, and literally the final score of some of those games was the halftime score tonight. Shows you how much the game has changed. They hit everything tonight. You know, they were on fire. Ingles hits the one at the end of the third quarter. They played extremely well, and so, you know, it's a team on the rise. They're really good, and I'm proud of our team for hanging in there and coming back and getting a great win.
Did you like Jerebko in this matchup? Because, I mean, you played him a ton even before, obviously.
I knew I was going to play him some, but I didn't know how much I would play him, and he played well right from the beginning. He hit a couple threes early, and he was scrapping, and the matchup was good for him, and I think that's how it's going to be for Jonas. I think he's going to really shine in some games. He may not even play in others, depending on matchups. But he was fantastic tonight, and you know, he's a pro. He's always ready.
46 three-point attempts for the Jazz tonight. What was so difficult about slowing down?
Well, they run a lot of good stuff. They've filled their roster with three-point shooters, and they've got Rudy Gobert going right to the rim on pick and rolls. So you have to account for Gobert at the rim, and then they spread you out. So it's modern NBA, and they're a good team, well coached, and they played well tonight, and so we're pretty proud of this win.
I don't think Damian Sherman's through these first two starts.
He's been good. He's and the reason we drafted him is because Damian is athletic and powerful, and you have to have guys like that. I thought he matched up well with Gobert. He got a few fouls early that maybe in a couple months they won't call those on him. I thought it was, they were kind of rookie calls, touch and go. But I think once he establishes himself in the league, I think has a better feel. Two of the calls were, you know, pushes with the right hand. You got to understand, you can't have your hand on the back, right? You've got to have your hand up, or you've got to have your arm out. and the refs look for certain things, and he's got to make sure he sort of figures those things out. But he's really a good fit for us.
To your point earlier, during training camp, about his communication, how have you seen that develop, if any? So.
And he still hasn't said anything since training camp started.
You guys obviously shot a good percentage from three. I think you were 10 for 19. They got up 46, and I know some of that difference is just the limitation maybe of the roster. Was there any concern in the number of attempts you guys are getting up?
No. I mean, we'll get better offensively with our execution. You can see we had a lot of careless turnovers, plays that we didn't need to make. They defended us well, and some games you get a lot of them, some games you don't. But, you know, we shot a really high percentage because we were getting some really good twos. And the thing that changed the game really was the fouling in the first quarter. We defended well otherwise, and then we start fouling and sending them to the line. So that bothered me more than the three-point shots.
Sunday evening in Denver, the Warriors wrap up this two-game road trip against the Nuggets. I'm Lawrence Scott. This is Warrior Sound.